mistletoe. Great Spirit, can you heal my soul? And fire my life with your holy word. Fly through me like a thunderbird. I cannot rest down by the stream. I'll breathe and climb my dare to dream. The mountain steepness I have heard. Fly through me like a thunderbird. Fly through me with the strength of a hurricane and the gentleness of a snow-white dove. The mercy sweeps the pain and lead the peace in perfect love. Spread your wings, fly through me like a thunderbird. Pass through here, ancient voices raised in prayer. Spirits cry out, spirits thirst, and fly through me like a thunderbird. Fly through me with the strength of a hurricane, the gentleness of a snow-white dove. Mercy sweep the pain and leave the peace in perfect love. I crave the truth and fear the test. Heaven, send me peace on earth and fly through me like a thunderbird. Fly through me with the strength of a hurricane and the gentleness of a snow-white dove. The mercy sweeps the pain and leave the peace in perfect love. Spread your like a thunderbird, fly through me like a thunderbird.
Mm-hmm. Irene Kelly in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session from the new album Benny's TV Repair Thunderbird. Welcome in, Irene. Welcome back. It's been about 4 years.
Yes, it has. Thank you, Luke. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we were just talking about that, and sure is good to be back here in Roanoke.
Well, thank you for stopping by. You are here on your way to Charlottesville to play the Front Porch and then heading back down this area to play the Floyd Country Store on the next night, and I appreciate you taking the time to stop by. Now, that song Thunderbird, that's a reworking of an earlier song, isn't it?
Sure is. I wrote that with Billy Smith, and we did the chorus a little differently. It's actually on the album Thunderbird, which is sort of a more of an Americana record than a bluegrass record. Had some electric instruments in that, and just always wanted to kind of do a little different take on that in the chorus. We got the chance to do it, re-record it for this record, and really like the way it came out this time.
And some wonderful people helping you out, as I mentioned earlier. People just flock to work with you. You've got I want to list some of the people that are on this. You've had Brian Sutton's on there.
Yep.
Adam Steffi is on there. Mac Menifee, as I'm saying that.
Yes,
correct?
Matt Menifee.
Menifee and Mark Fain. That's the basic band. But then you've got Stuart Duncan, Jimmy Fortune doing some vocals with you, your daughter, Justina on there as well, Dale Ann Bradley. You've co-written songs on here with Billy Droz and Jerry Sally and Steve Cropper. How did that work out?
Yes, that's a great story. Well, you know, Justina, my daughter, works on Music Row a lot. She's a songwriter and performer in her own right. Plus, she's also a producer. So she's been working with a production company with Eddie Gore at Studio C, RCA Studio C, and of course Steve Cropper is a partner in that, and so they get to hang out together a lot. And Jesse was just spending time with Steve, and I said, "Hey, Jess, let's ask Steve if he'd like to write a bluegrass song with us." So she did, and he said, "Sure." He showed up. We got to write at the studio that morning, and he shows up with his Les Paul. Of course, he never took it out of the case. He let me play the acoustic, and Justina says, "You know, Steve, Mom is getting ready to record a bluegrass record, so we really need to focus on something for her." And he scratches his head. He goes, "Well, you know, I don't really have any bluegrass chops, but I have bluegrass thoughts." And he did. I mean, he brought it. And his lyrics, I'm just sitting there going, man, we just had the best time. And then, of course, we asked him to come be the only electric instrument on the entire record. And he sure gave us a treat when he did that. He came over and he overdubbed a beautiful electric guitar part on there. And I tell you, if you listen to it, Luke, you'll notice that Steve never plays the melody. He plays Steve Cropper, and mm-hmm. it's just his own thing. Uh-huh. And it's like from his own head, and it's just the coolest, and it fits beautifully.
Well, you've got a couple more songs here from the album, but I do have one request for you to do next, if you would. And this goes back to something that I remember our interview and how we talked about how important it was to write about place. I mean, you write about your life and everything, but also write from a place. That is, your previous album, Carolina Wind, on that, and different songs on there, Coltrane, and talking about your hometown. And I think you do that so well. Those are the songs that you do that really get to me. So if you would do Hills of Home.
You got it. Yes. This is a song that I wrote with Ronnie Bowman, one of my favorite artists and writers. I set out to see the world, call myself a rambling girl. All the roads I've traveled took me far away. You can't outrun the hands of time, the spinning wheel will always find a way to circle back around to yesterday. Oh, the hills of home, long time gone, rolling like a song, back where I belong, the hills of home. Sidewalks and the busy streets, white lines and the sound of speed, and everyone you sometimes meet ain't always kind. Love can be a game you play, a rocky road that goes one way. I have seen it turn away, and it sure ain't blind. Oh, oh,
Roots Down Radio sessions recorded live in the WVTF studio. Search Roots Down at WVTF.org.
We didn't get to Pittsburgh much, it was 30 miles away. I didn't lose nothing there, that's what my dad would say. Had a little basement shop, AM radio, and I heard country music, and it never let me go. We took a correspondence course that he got in the mail. Bonafide, filled with pride, he learned to fix things well. Dressed like a working man, smiled like a millionaire, 'cause the sign said Benny's TV repair. Now he'd fix anything in town if he could find the part. He taught me how to stand my ground and how to trust my heart. My mama was the only woman that he ever loved. The sparkle in his hazel eyes told you just as much. He took a correspondence course that he got in the mail. Bonafide, filled with pride, he learned to fix things well. Dressed like a working man, smiled like a millionaire. Calls the sign said Benny's TV repair. Now some things I've forgotten and some things fade away. But one thing is so clear to me, burned into my brain. The sign that my brother made way back when we were kids, to this day still stands for who he was and what he did. He took a correspondence course that he got in. Bonafide, filled with pride, he learned to fix things well. Dressed like a working man, smiled like a millionaire, 'cause the sign said Benny's TV repair. Yeah, sometimes I